This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Israeli voters are deciding Tuesday whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains in office after a decade in power, casting ballots in a national election that has become a referendum of sorts on their longtime leader. Netanyahu is seeking a fourth consecutive and a fifth overall term in office. He faces a stiff challenge from retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose blue and white party has inched ahead of Netanyahu's Likud in polls. U.S. Attorney General William Barr goes before a House Appropriations Subcommittee Tuesday. He's expected to face some questions about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. His controversial four-page summation of the Mueller report is likely to generate the most attention. Here's more from AP's Sagar Magani.
The full report is more than 300 pages. Barr has released a four-page summary. Democrats say it raised more questions than answers by concluding that Special Counsel Bob Mueller essentially cleared the president of collusion with Russia and of obstructing a federal investigation. They're demanding the full report, which Barr has said he will release, minus sensitive and grand jury information.
The AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The purpose of Barr's appearance is to discuss the Trump administration's proposed budget for the Justice Department for the fiscal year that begins in October. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will leave her post this week. She oversaw several contentious Trump administration immigration and border policies, with media now reporting that President Donald Trump wants to reinstate a policy of separating migrant children from their families at the border. You can read more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian lawmakers have been chanting "Death to America" after the U.S. designated an Iran military group a terrorist organization. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The lawmakers' dark chant follows the White House's decision to stamp Iran's elite paramilitary Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization. In Tehran, the semi-official Farsi news agency says many of the lawmakers wore the uniform of the guard in a show of support for the military force, and newspapers have printed bellicose commentary on their front pages. Experts say the designation could prompt retaliation and make it harder for Americans to work with allies in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on all parties in Libya to immediately engage in dialogue to reach a political resolution to the conflict there. In his statement late Monday, Guterres offered UN help to get the dialogue started. His comments came after forces loyal to military commander Khalifa Haftar acknowledged responsibility for an airstrike that hit the only functioning airport in Tripoli. That's Brigadier General Ahmed al-Masmari of the self-styled Libyan National Army saying, "We are now trying to destroy very large parts of the enemy forces outside the city of Tripoli so that they become weak inside the city, after which there will be another plan to deal with them within the city." Libya's UN-backed Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj has called the action by the head of the Libyan National Army an attempted coup. Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital of Khartoum Tuesday. This as demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a third consecutive day. Large groups of protesters have been gathered since Saturday, calling for the end of al-Bashir's 30-year autocratic rule. Interior Minister Bushara Juma said Monday that roughly 10,000 protesters rallied outside the headquarters on Saturday. Six people were killed in the capital city of Khartoum when security forces dispersed the protesters. Juma said one other person died in a related protest in the state of Darfur. The Trump administration is canceling a historic agreement between Cuba and Major League Baseball. This agreement would have allowed Cuban players to sign directly with U.S. teams without having to risk their lives by defecting. Read more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.